Simon, and welcome to The Love Code. Thank you for joining me today. This program, I just love doing it because it really is the place to expand our consciousness, to open to greater connections with who we are, with nature, with our soul. It's a place where we can heal. It's a place to be inspired. And it's a place to find peace in your life. So thank you for joining me, and thank you for being part of this ongoing experience that happens every Saturday here on Progressive Radio Network. I do want to invite you, if you're listening for the first time, to please go to my website, which is drcherylselman.com. If you opt in there, then all of these shows and the other show I do every Thursday called What Women Must Know will be sent to your inbox, so you'll be able to listen to every one of these great interviews. And you can also go to my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know, and What Women Must Know is the name of my Thursday show. So if you're wondering why, that's the name of my Facebook page, that's the reason why. So go over and like me at What Women Must Know. I post all of my shows and a whole lot more every day there. So there you go, some ways to stay connected with me. And I am, I'm just going to jump right in because we have such a wonderful conversation planned for you today. We're going to be exploring and talking about the healing power of heart intelligence. And let me just share a little bit about my guest, Deborah Rosman, Dr. Deborah Rosman. She is a psychologist with 30 years of experience as an entrepreneur, business executive, educator, and author. As the CEO of HeartMath Incorporated, Deborah is passionate about accessing the heart's intelligence at work and in all aspects of life. She is deeply inspired by the power of the collective heart and that together we can create an energetic lift, supporting each other to become our better self. Deborah has penned more than a dozen books and co-authored the Transforming Book Series published by the New Harbinger. The series includes five titles, including Transforming Stress, The HeartMath Solution for Relieving Worry, Fatigue, and Tension. And most recently, Deborah co-authored Heart Intelligence, Connecting with the Intuitive Guidance of the Heart. She speaks throughout the world about a heart awakening happening on the planet and tools to navigate through these challenging times with more ease and flow. Deborah is a member of the Transformational Leadership Council and is on the advisory board of the Transformative Technology Lab. Deborah also works on the Heart Institute, HeartMath's Scientific Advisory Board, and Physics of Humanity Council. Wow, busy woman. So let me welcome Deborah. Deborah, thank you for being on the show. You are a very busy woman, and I'm so grateful that you've made some time to be with us today. Wow, this is such important work. There's so much happening right now with understanding heart coherence and changing our frequency, the planet's frequency. But before we get into all of that, I'm really curious to ask you about your journey and how your evolutionary path got you to where you are now.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show, first of all, and it's all part of mission, and I think to answer your question, when I was 4 years old, sitting out in my back porch steps, I remember looking up at the sky and blue sky, green trees, and saying, what am I here for? What's it about? And I had a very clear voice in my own thoughts say, you're here to serve. And so that became a sort of guiding light, guiding focus for me as I grew up. And I always thought I would be a teacher because the teachers were serving me. And then when I got into junior high school and had seven teachers, I decided I wanted to understand more how people think and feel and understand myself. And so I got involved in really studying psychology. And I went to the University of Chicago to study attitude change theory because I realized that's what had to happen. You had to learn how to change your own attitudes and help others do that for more clarity and fulfillment in life. And then I studying rats and statistics, not related to human consciousness very much. And I began to study consciousness materials, and I came out to UC Santa Cruz, University of California at Santa Cruz, when Esalen Institute was starting, and a whole lot of new research and exploration of human consciousness. And it was a very exciting time, and I started doing yoga and meditation and had some deep experiences that put me on the heart mission. And so I wrote a bestseller book, first of its kind, in the 1970s on meditation, meditating for children and how to teach children to meditate, because I figured if I had learned it when I was little, I would have avoided a lot of pitfalls, because I would have been more attuned to my soul, spirit, heart guidance. And then, long story short, when I met Doc Childrey, who is the founder of HeartMath, and heard him talk about the intelligence of the heart, I was really intrigued, and he wanted to start an institute to research how the heart, brain, spirit, nervous system all connected. And that was in 1990 that we started the HeartMath Institute. It was a very, very exciting time, bringing together scientific advisors from UC Berkeley and Stanford and other institutions who were also interested in this. And that's how HeartMath actually began on the research end, but many of us who were part of the initial launch of the HeartMath mission really had uncovered a connection with our own hearts and wanted to really see how we could develop a simple system that wasn't based on rituals or gurus or religion, that would help people learn how to align their heart, brain, spirit, and be able to connect more with that higher intuitive guidance. So we started developing tools, techniques, training programs, and very conscious of the mission that the heart was the next level of human awakening, and learned so much about the role of the heart in the human system that's beyond a blood pump. The energetic heart, even the physical heart, is telling the brain what to do in a lot of situations and how it communicates. So mission has been my focus since a child, and that's the short version of how I got here.
And I'm sure it is such an exciting world that you are a part of and continues to be as you do more research, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. But my first question to you, why did you call the organization HeartMath? That's always intrigued me.
Well, Doc Childrey, our founder, chose that oxymoron, putting heart and math together, not only because it was intriguing, but really there's so much that's been talked about the heart, poetry, in passing, in follow your heart, listen to your heart, metaphors, in religions and cultures throughout the world have all talked about the heart as really a source of wisdom and the source of our connection to who we truly are. So in researching science and having that be a framework for the HeartMath techniques and tools and what we developed, we wanted to give heart a bottom line and a bridge between science and spirituality. And so what we discovered really in the frequencies of the heart is truly the math, the equations of how to get that in sync, which takes it out of the realm of philosophy or religion or belief. And so it truly is a psychological, internal, mathematical process, if you will. So that's how we got HeartMath.
Okay, because you're doing a lot of research and you're bringing in the science and then marrying it with this more spiritual knowledge, you know, the ancient wisdoms, and kind of tying it all up and making it relevant and accessible for us now, which I think is such a powerful part of the work that you're doing, is really making it known to us why this is so important and how we can really touch deeper into ourselves. So it kind of leads me to the next thing I want us to explore, the term heart intelligence. What does that mean?
Well, if you look at the metaphor of follow your heart, listen to your heart, go deep into your heart for the answer, what does that mean? And it's a place within us that connects us more to our spirit soul, who we really are, so we can get the downloads of intelligence or the whispers of the heart or the still small voice, lots of references to it in the literature throughout the world. And really, it's the flow of awareness, thoughts, feelings that come when our heart and brain are in coherent alignment. Our heart, mind, and emotions are in coherent alignment. It gives us access to a higher intelligence, but it's truly through the door of the heart.
There is so much, there's so much reference to heart math from people like Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden and Bruce Lipton, who I've had on the show. They are working along with you and talking to their audiences about the research and the importance of understanding this heart coherence for those who are really drawn to their spiritual path and to their physical healing and emotional healing. It's just so interesting what huge influence the Heart Math Institute really has in these, you know, thought leaders that are sharing your message around the world.
Well, that's true, because most of them don't have a research institute of their own. And so when they look at our peer-reviewed research, there's now over 10,000 citations of Heart Math research studies that have been published in over 400 peer-reviewed and independent studies journals referring to heart math. So it gives them a foundational validation for what they're talking about. Plus, they understand that coherence, that's a term that is not well understood, but it is implies order, clarity, and the body, when it's in a state of physiological coherence, you see the heart rhythms, the brainwave rhythms, the solar plexus rhythms all come into entrainment or synchronization, and it puts us more in touch with and aligned with the rhythms of higher dimensions or a higher self. So coherence happens at every level of nature, from quantum coherence to the macro level of how the universe functions, incredible order and geometry and math. In physics, it's all harmonious and it's all coherent. Even where you see stars blowing up and you see all the chaos, there's coherence that comes out of it. So they really do and refer to heart math with a lot of respect, and I appreciate that. And on our research, that helps guide and unfold and facilitate what they do.
So based on some of the more recent research that you've been doing, what have been your findings? What are the important things that you're discovering that really we need to know about?
Well, I don't know if people even know our early research. In 1995, the American Journal of Cardiology published some of our early research showing that our heart rate variability measurement or heart rhythm pattern, the beat-to-beat changes in heart rate that happen as we live, reflect our emotional state. And so when we're frustrated, angry, anxious, worried, our HRV or heart rhythm pattern becomes very disordered, and the more upset we are, the more stressed we are, the more chaotic and disordered it looks. And when we're in genuine heartfelt attributes, we're feeling the heart qualities like genuine love, care, compassion, appreciation, kindness, those qualities of the heart that are revered by every culture, and they shift our heart rhythm pattern into a very smooth, ordered, harmonious sine wave like pattern, which is called in physics a coherent waveform. So that heart rhythm pattern, because it's the strongest generator of rhythm in the body, affects the brainwave rhythms and the solar plexus, the gut rhythms, and it actually sends our whole body out of sync when we're stressed. And when we get into these genuine coherent rhythms and from feeling kindness, compassion, love, care, it resynchronizes the heart rhythms. So that's the first time anyone had published or a breakthrough on showing excuse me, the critical link between the physical heart and emotional state or consciousness state. And then we built on that from there with more heart-brain research and how the heart communicates its rhythmic pattern to the brain, how it affects our higher cognitive functions, performance, reaction times, how it impacts the immune and hormonal response, how it impacts health and well-being and performance. So there have been many, many, many studies since that time. And our most recent research at the HeartMath Institute has really been around interconnectivity. Excuse me, I'm going to take a drink of water. What that means is I think we all kind of feel or know conceptually that we're connected in the heart. We have deep heart communications. We feel that energetic connection with ourself and another when we're in the heart together. But coherence is indicating that we really are connected through fields of energy. And how does this connection happen? So when you're meditating or radiating or sending love to someone and they pick it up, there's obviously some kind of field, energetic field between you and them. And so we're researching that field, that biofield. And what we're finding in, through HeartMath Institute's Global Coherence Initiative is that the Earth actually generates geomagnetic fields that seem to be carrier waves for information that's strongly affected by our personal and collective emotional state. So we're looking at how Earth energies, cosmic rays, affect as they change the human heart rhythms, and they do, and it's not just our research. In fact, when there's a solar flare, the part of the body that's most affected is the human heart rhythm. So we're studying all that interconnectivity, and we are at a birth that was published with one of our global coherence monitoring sites in Lithuania. That recently was published in Nature Scientific Review, showing how these cosmic and earth energies affect the heart. And we also have a hypothesis that we're testing that our collective coherent heart energy, meaning the group of us are all meditating together and getting into measurable heart coherence called the heart lock-in, how many coupling with the Earth's fields to facilitate a lift in consciousness. So that's some of the exciting research going on.
Well, you know, that's such profound work. So, working with this coherence, with this heart lock approach, what are the ramifications of that? When we are able to tune in and access our heart energies come from the heart, come from the coherence of our heart, and we do this either individually or, you know, in a group context, what is it that we can achieve?
Well, we call our whole mission to enhance and activate the heart of humanity to achieve personal coherence, which improves health and well-being, social coherence, which helps us get along with each other and connect in the heart, and global coherence, which helps us really connect on a higher level with nature and the Earth's field. So if you look at social coherence and the implications of that, if teams, whether it's a family team, a work team, a sport team, a classroom, can get more in sync with each other, can actually use, for example, our technology, the Inner Balance HRV coherence technology that shows you individually when you're in a heart rhythm coherent state. So you can train yourself into that state more until it becomes more of your natural baseline. You know, when you measure it and see it, and what we see in a short period of time, 6 weeks, there's more natural heart rhythm coherence appearing in through a Holter recorder or through the research testing than when you started, and even when you're not using the heart rate rhythm biofeedback to see if you're there and refine your practice. So on a personal level, it's been linked to all sorts of improvements in sleep, 40% reduction in anxiety, 60% improvement in depression, pain management. I could go on and on. People can see some of that data on our website at heartmath.com, right on the homepage. There's some of the data. And they can click on research to learn more about that. But the next phase is social coherence, which is how do couples, two or more people, get in sync with each other? How do you actually get yourself personally coherent, and then that lifts your vibration so you can understand the other better, have more compassion, kindness, non-judgment, be able to have a deeper listening so couples or parent and child or family can have really more clear communication and resolve problems easier, be more creative because it activates the higher brain centers when you get coherent. So we're focusing a lot on that. We just started a new trainer certification program called Activating the Heart of Teams to build on our own personal resilience training programs so that people who become certified can go into organizations and help them become more coherent with each other. And we've got that as a strong focus. And one of the outcome potentials of the heart lock-in and thousands of people doing it in coherence at the same time is we can measure and see research, because if they register on the server, then we get their data, and it's anonymous, and see how it might be impacting their Earth's fields. But we also feel the energetic connectivity, just like when there's group meditations online. You can feel it. What happens if you take that to one more level and have everybody really in heart coherence at the same time? And that's what we're researching with a new app that's been in beta called the Global Coherence App. It works with the same inner balance sensor that our inner balance app does, but it lets you really see when you're in heart rhythm coherence and form a group, could be a church group, a family group, a group of friends, a work group, and see your average coherence score as you practice together. So that's what we're really focused on, is increasing harmony in the individual, in groups, in the collective, and between us and the planet.
You know, as you're talking, I actually got your M-Wave, this little handheld device that was teaching you. It's kind of, you know, it has color codes, little lights come on that tells you when you're in this coherent state, this balanced, peaceful place, or when you're not. So it's a training tool. And I remember that the person who introduced me to HeartMath at a conference I was at was telling me his story. And he said he was a really stressed out person. He was really angry, impatient, just really was kind of a misogynist. He hated people. He hated the world. He hated himself. I mean, he was living a pretty miserable life, right? And locked into this anger and resentment. And he started working with this technology to help him get into HeartMath. And he worked with it for, you know, a couple of months. And he was saying that as he worked with this and practiced and found that he was able to move into this coherence, that his whole life changed, that he actually lost his anger. He was able to communicate more from his heart, more from compassion. His relationships transformed, his primary relationship transformed, and he just became his true self. And just absolutely transformed. And it was a really inspiring story.
That's wonderful. We hear stories like that all the time. And it's not just the exception. It's really the rule. If people practice with the trainer, either the M-Wave that you had, and that also has software with it that has some games that makes it fun, that they operate on your coherence level. So it's a wonderful training tool for simple visualizers and games. Children love it. We're in over 1,500 schools using the M-Wave Pro, the desktop version, in their computer labs to teach these self-regulation, these emotional management skills to children, which is a passion of mine. But adults, thousands of health professionals recommend it now because it's the underlying physiology of inner harmony, not, again, philosophy. So if people get in sync, get inner coherence, then it's just understandable how he and others are having these transformative experiences.
You know, I received an email today, and it was titled Train Your Nervous System, and it was talking about the importance of really getting your nervous system in a balanced place because it expands and extends our lifespan. And it was saying something like, I'm reading it here, nervous system stimulation, sometimes called neural excitation, is linked to shorter life. And while dialing down neural excitation or staying calm is linked to a longer life. And that's what the study was showing, that worry, stress, and incessant thinking is affecting our genes, right, and leading to a shorter life. This is why the work you're doing is so profound. It, you know, it's devoid of any spiritual orientation. It's not dealing with any lineage. It's not dealing with any, you know, religion. It's dealing with a technology. But the gift of it is taking us where all of these ancient wisdoms are taking us to is the importance of finding peace in oneself and having more compassion and gratitude, because that is the key to extending our life, to healing, to creating harmony in all our relationships, and to transform ourselves.
Well, you're absolutely right. And the nervous system, my throat is like this today, but their nervous system actually is a key connection between your heart and brain. And when you use the M wave or the inner balance and you get into coherence, heart rhythm coherence, the heart rhythm is exactly the interaction between the parasympathetic side of the nervous system and the sympathetic side, called the autonomic nervous system, which controls 90% of our body's functions, involuntary functions. And so when your nervous system is out of balance, it secretes stress hormones, it signals the brain and to go into fight, flight, fright responses. It keeps us in a survival mode. If we can reboot that operating system, reconnect the inner balance of the nervous system, which is why we call our smartphone M-Wave technology the inner balance, you can watch in real time on the screen your heart rhythm pattern and the interaction of the sympathetic and parasympathetic, and then it trains you how to get it into a smooth, coherent waveform so that there is a balance between the sympathetic and parasympathetic, which is what allows the signal from the heart to go all the way to the higher brain centers. And your body says, everything's okay, I'm in balance. And then when you activate or you teaches you how to do it, you focus on a genuine feeling of love or appreciation or kindness or compassion, and that generates more coherence, then you're actually allowing the body to come into harmony and peace. You know, there isn't really peace without love. Peace comes as an effect of us being more non-judgmental, compassionate, caring, and loving.
So, you know, we know about the importance of meditation. A lot of people are well aware of meditation. Yoga has gotten really popular. But there are still people who can struggle with meditating and have difficulty really finding that quiet, peaceful place. It seems that the technology that you've developed, and we're going to talk about the Inner Balance, that program that you created for smartphones and smart technology, and also some of the other M-Wave technologies. We'll talk about that in a second. But it seems that what you've created, and not, and then your research is a whole other different sphere, but what you've created is a technology allows people to be able to monitor themselves, their progress. They actually can not only see what's going on with their heart rate variability, but then they can see the changes and improvements. They get feedback, so they know that it is having a positive effect rather than just sitting there meditating, hoping something is happening, right? Hoping you're doing it right.
That's exactly right. One of the main use cases for our inner balance technology, heart rhythm feedback, is to improve meditation. I'm a 50-plus year meditator, and I still use it to make sure that I keep myself honest, that I go right there so I don't waste time in my meditations, you know, trying to quiet the mind, because so much is going on right now, so much stimulation, so many waves of stress in the energetic field, that it can be harder for some people to really find that inner stillness. And we actually wrote a book. I did a little booklet that people can get called the HeartMath Meditation Assistant, and how you can use the M-Wave or the Inner Balance technologies to help with your mindfulness practices or meditation practices or religious prayer practices. It doesn't matter what your practices are. It matters that you get in sync, or your heart, brain, nervous system into this coherent mode first, which gives you much more capability to find that quiet inner place, to do your affirmations, to really put out more heart coherent energy into the field, to achieve the results that you're wanting more quickly. So many people say it cuts their meditation time way down to get to the same place that it would take them for 20, 30 minutes or longer, if they even get there. So meditation has been frustrating for a lot of people because they don't know how to get into this heart coherent state, which is the deeper place, and the technology guides you there.
And you know, again, it's important to emphasize that stress, anger, frustration, impatience, fear, negativity, those are the energies that shut down the body. I think Joe Dispenza says it really well, and also it's Bruce Lipton who's saying this as well, that when you are in stress, your cells are shut down. They cannot grow, they cannot repair, they cannot regenerate. So stress on a very literal level is causing the body to deteriorate, to get sick. If you can't facilitate growth and renewal and regeneration, of course you cannot function. So when we're dealing with those emotions, that stress is what is occurring in our body. It's shutting the system down energetically, which is why for healing to happen, we have to remove the stress. We have to find a way, with the use of a technology or technique or something, but we have to find the way and the commitment and the discipline to put it in our lives if we want to live lives that are truly healthy, vital, fulfilling, meaningful, and loving. It's you know, it just seems like a blinding flash of the obvious to me right now.
True. The problem is most people haven't had the tools. And we're all going to experience some stress, especially in these times of what's going on. But the key is not to feel bad about it. It's what do you do about it? And a lot of us can do things to reduce stress after the fact. Like after we've been stressed out, we will go exercise or do yoga. After we've been drained from stressful emotions and reactions, we take a hot bath or we try to meditate. Intention of the HeartMath tools are short, quick, get a reset, reboot right in the moment. So it's the whole thing is knowing we're going to have stress reactions. How do you shift out of them and rebalance right in the moment to come back to your deeper self, your more poised, managed self, not repressed, but in. It changes your perception. When you get into heart coherence, not only do you find more inner balance, but the signal from the heart to the brain opens up bigger picture thinking, and you see things differently. That's the story you told of this gentleman who has been using the M-Wave for a few months. Yes, it takes some practice, anything worthwhile, if it takes a little practice, whether you're going to learn to play the piano or you're going to learn even to use your computer and how to do that. What is the most incredible investment of your time and energy is learning the self-regulation skills and how to manage your heart rhythms. That's truly new, and it just cuts time so quickly, and it cuts energy drain so that you don't have to stay in the stress response and all of its shutdown consequences very long. Because stress accumulates in your system. If you don't release it and shift it, you don't get new perceptions. You don't get new intuitive guidance on where to go, what to do, different choices to make. And it accumulates and it creates all those health problems that you were talking about. If we can learn to shift it into a heart rhythm coherent state, that builds resilience. And resilience is an energy, an uplifting energy that also accumulates. And it gives us more of a buffer against stress so we don't get triggered as much. There's all sorts of benefits from even practicing it a little bit. You move through your day in much more ease and flow. And, of course, heart math is a set of techniques. It's a skill set. And it's the techniques that make the technology work. The technology doesn't do anything to you. It just reflects your state. It's the techniques that show you, that help you shift emotional and attitudinal state quickly by helping you shift your heart rhythms and your heart-brain connection quickly. And then you can see that on the feedback of the technology and go, well, I did it. And it confirms what you feel inside. That's really the heart math breakthrough.
Right. And you've talked a lot about the heart, and you've talked a lot about how it impacts the brain. Can you elaborate more on that relationship between heart coherence and what's happening in our brain?
I think it's very exciting. I'd be happy to. So when your heart rhythms are, as I mentioned, in the anger, frustration, impatience, stress out states, that we just feel we have the right to linger there because we don't know what else to do in the moment, the heart rhythm is sending that signal of that incoherent waveform to your brain through the vagal nerve. It's actually communicating through four different pathways. It's imprinting a different type of information on the blood pressure wave. It's imprinting it on the energetic field that radiates from your heart with each heartbeat. And that's why we say we pick up on each other's vibes, and that person's vibes were really down today or really off today. We're feeling it, and the heart's communicating. So when the heart signals through the vagal nerve, the stress code, so to speak, it's actually desynchronizing cortical function. It's going through two pathways. One to the thalamus, which is responsible for synchronizing cortical function, or desynchronizing so that you go into fight-flight mode. And that's what shuts down your higher cortical reasoning ability. So we say things we later regret. We make impulsive decisions because we're anxious, and then we regret those. That's what happens when the heart rhythm's in incoherence. And it doesn't matter whether the brain triggered the heart incoherence or the heart felt it from the body and told the brain. It's all connected. It's a two-way communication pathway. So going to your heart and shifting the heart rhythm into this coherent waveform through heart intention is sending a different code to the brain, a different, like Morse code or love code is the name of your program. And it's a coherent waveform that goes right to the amygdala, the emotional memory center that helps to release traumatic memories. It goes through the thalamus to synchronize cortical function, all the way to the frontal lobes, the center of executive decision, of intuitive perception, of compassion and empathy. Those genuinely felt heart qualities, not just thinking about them, require us to have these active frontal lobes and be in sync to really have those genuine feelings. And we flit in and out of them most times until we learn through the training how to sustain them for longer, which is very healthy for our body and our brain and our aging, anti-aging, and perception and our relationships. So the heart is communicating to the brain through at least four pathways. One is through the vagal nerve. One is through the energetic field, because it goes out to others, our vibes do. It goes to our brain as well. One through the blood pressure wave, and hormonally. It was only in the 1990s that it was discovered that the heart's also a hormonal gland. It's producing as much oxytocin, the love hormone, or the bonding hormone, as the brain. So we're still uncovering the mystery of the heart. And there's so much more to learn, but there's so much more than what most people know already.
Yes, and it's so exciting because when, like you were saying, when you can have that coherence that connects the heart and the brain, then you're opening up the brain to its full potential. So that could be more creativity, right? It could be a greater insight. It could be other states of consciousness.
That's right.
You know, I mean, we're... I don't know. You have some more you want to add to that, because I'm sure there's even more.
But no, you're tracking it. It's all of that. And again, it's practicing and it's increasing our coherence baseline that allows us to stay more in our larger self, so to speak, because we aren't getting triggered as much, or when we're triggered, we know how to go right back up. And that is the key to expansion of consciousness. Otherwise, the energy drain takes us back down. We can feel like a yo-yo, or we're waiting for that next spiritual experience or that next aha. And what you want to do is build your baseline coherence so that you're operating more in that harmonious poise state and you know how to get back there quicker.
Right. You know, you mentioned earlier that you have, 1,700 schools that are incorporating this with their students. What are you finding? What's happening to these kids when they use this technology?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, first of all, they're less anxious. They're more empowered. They have more clarity on how to handle bullies. The gifted children, gifted classrooms have less anxiety and they're more capable, more emotionally connected. And it's helping ADHD children, children on the autism spectrum. It helps everyone. We just released a new program, the HeartMath Institute developed grant-funded program called Heart Smart Adventure for 4 to 6-year-olds. And it is just delightful. It's online. It's for classrooms, or parents can get it for, you know, the single-use license on our learning management system. And the children can watch it on their smartphone or their tablet or their computer. And then a year ago, we released The Sunshine Secret, which is for 2 to 4-year-olds. And there's a whole program called Smart Brain Wise Heart. And many, many junior high schools are ordering that for their health classes and ordering the M-Wave Pro, the desktop technology, to go with it. So all of those are taking off because there's very little available to teachers or parents to teach children in their child's language about the heart in this way and emotional tools.
Which is exciting for two reasons. Number one, I think kids are really dealing with a lot of stress these days and demands that go on, and just, you know, so vulnerable to so many of the influences that are stressing us out. And on the flip side, they're given the right tools and resources, it's so easy for them to access more emotional balance, more of that resilience you were talking about. And if you can offer that to them at a young age, these are resources they have for the rest of their life.
That's absolutely true. And that's mission. That's what we, huge important aspect of our mission, just like when I wrote Meditating with Children in the 70s, it was the first of its kind. A lot more was developed by others after that. This is the first that we know of really helping children, and based on the same science, activate their heart, brain, nervous system, and be more of their empowered self by emotional management. I don't mean their lower self. I mean really bring more of their higher self into their bodies, brains, into their consciousness as a young age. And you're right. They are such pressure today. I mean, you see on TV all the active shooter drills that are going on in schools, and children are more freaked out with PTSD from that than as if, you know, something might have happened. I mean, it's all of it's horrific. And the stress of the parents is picked up in the energetic field by the child. I mean, it goes on and on. It's really tough today unless children are given some tools.
So do you have success helping people who have post-traumatic stress?
Yes, a lot of clinics are using that. We have the HeartMath Interventions Program for health professionals. We have thousands of health professionals using the technology with veterans who return with PTSD, Walter Reed Army Hospital, all sorts of places for pain management, getting off of opioids, and PTSD itself. Because, again, you're rebooting the internal operating system. And the heart is reopening the heart is a key accelerator of that healing.
Well, you know, it's so exciting because you just think of all the issues that people are dealing with, health issues, post-traumatic stress issues, you know, various levels of other traumas. But if we can get to the part of us that can bring coherence back to the system, back and open up the heart, open up the connection to the brain, to these higher centers, we can resolve all of these issues that are going on.
We certainly can make a big dent in resolving them. I mean, I wouldn't be idealistic of how quickly everything goes. It's a planet of choice. Everybody has choice. And you can listen to your heart or not. And part of my passion in the books we wrote, Transforming Anger, Transforming Anxiety, Transforming Depression, are helping people distinguish between the noise and the real voice of the heart, and then how to really build that trust in your heart to act on what your heart's intuitive guidance is saying, because that opens the door as we step into that to very accelerated healing. It brings in more of your spirit. So, yes, the potential is there. We're learning a lot more all the time. That's why we continue our research and the power of the collective heart coherence to accelerate and lift consciousness on the whole planet. And having compassion and non-judgment for those who aren't ready for that or who choose out of fear some other path.
Yes, well, very exciting. Before we conclude our conversation, we're going to talk about the special offer. But before we get there, what is your understanding or perception of what is happening now on the planet as far as a shift of consciousness?
Well, if you look at the news, and some people just get so focused on all the polarization that's happening, not just in the U.S., but in countries throughout the world, you can have a pretty dim view and feel like the world's going backwards with climate change and school shootings and immigration, people shutting the doors to migrants, and on and on. Water shortages, you know, we all know what the problems are if we follow any of the news. But on the other hand, there's such an awakening going on. There's millions of people who are connecting in the heart, awakening the heart, understanding that, taking care of each other. It's so many inspiring stories. You don't always read them in the news. So many new things being developed that are for the good of the wholeness. And that's encouraging. And as you start opening your heart, you start magnetizing those synchronicities where you become more aware of all that. It's like another world being born within the world of the third dimension that we see on the television news. And that energizes and gives you so much hope. And there's a consciousness shift on happening on the planet with you know, things that we can't prove, but as you open your heart more, you intuit that there's a dramatic change happening as more and more people are awakening to higher states of consciousness. And from there, connecting with their purpose, their blueprint, their mission, and how they can serve in these times. And that's really, really hopeful and exciting. And, you know, I think for most of us in our lives, there's had to be a crisis, a stress crisis, either health or relationship, for us to go deeper into our hearts in a more meaningful way to try to get some answers and clarity on our next steps. And that's happening globally now. It's happening within people, and it's not evident always because it's so personal, but that's the upside of stress. It can lead people to the heart.
So having said that, let's talk about how we can lead people to the heart with the special offers that are now available because of the holiday season. You're doing some really great sales. So tell us about those opportunities, those offers.
Sure. Well, everything on our website, you can go to heartmath.com, is on sale for the holidays. And we'll have a big Black Friday sale with a little extra. But right now it's on sale for 25% off. And that's any one of our technology products, or any, from the M-Wave to the handheld that you have, the M-Wave Pro that's used in schools and by health professionals, and the Inner Balance sensor. These are all sensors with software that train you into coherence and show you what's going on in your heart rhythms and facilitate a coherence baseline shift. Right now, during the holiday special, we are also giving away a pre-launch copy of the HeartMath Experience, which is a 90-minute online film video course that really gives you an overview of HeartMath research, mission, and several techniques you can use with or without your inner balance, with or without the technology, to begin to practice heart coherence. And it's getting rave reviews. It's a beautiful program. People are saying it's a new genre because it's in 10-minute segments, so you can listen to, you watch it. If you only have 10 minutes at a time, watch it on your smart tablet or phone or on your computer. Or you can watch the whole thing as a film because it flows one segment into the other. And it'll give people a basic understanding of heart math, more than what we've had a chance to talk about today. And really inspirational. So that's free right now if you order one of the technology products, which are on sale at the moment.
So it's heartmath.com, and the you have an app that's for a smartphone, which is called Inner Balance, that people can use right on their phones.
Right.
The device that I have is called the M-Wave 2. So it's a little handheld device that you put your fingers on the sensors, and it monitors your heart rate variability. So that's the indication of how coherent you are. So so that's something that's like a portable little device. Is there a difference between the Inner Balance technology and the handheld?
Well,
technology?
The display measure coherence exactly the same. The Inner Balance display is different because it's on a tablet and a smartphone, but they all have a sensor that clips onto your earlobe, or that's the ideal place to pick up the signal and have it, the coherence, the algorithm analyzes how much coherence is in the heart rhythm. You can clip it onto the soft place between your thumb and forefinger, but they all need a sensor, and that's why they cost something. And the app is free. You can download Inner Balance or the Global Coherence app from the Google Play Store or the App Store, and it works on Android or PC or iOS. There's a lightning sensor that plugs into your Apple device, and that's a little less expensive than the Bluetooth sensor, which you can use for Android or Apple devices. So they all have sensors, ear clip sensors, and they all plug into the device that you purchase. And the M-Wave Pro is totally desktop, but it can be multi-users. Everybody can track their progress. You can have innumerable people. That's why they use it in classrooms. Every student has an area of tracking their progress, and you or health professionals with their clients or coaches with their clients. So you can go online and learn more about them and see which one's right for you, but they all do the same thing. The M-Wave Pro has the games. The M-Wave 2 software that comes with it for download has the games. And the Inner Balance for your smartphone or tablet has more displays that are really cool. And they all connect to the Heart Cloud, which is our server that can give you more training, more information, gives you gamification, meaning rewards for practice, and ways to facilitate you, have notifications if you want to practice, ways to help you increase that coherence baseline.
Well, that sounds very exciting, and, you know, they're just such affordable devices that can have such profound benefits and ramifications in people's lives. So these are tools that, you know, you don't have to join a monastery, right?
Right.
For 30 years to meditate. You know, you can be training yourself to get into that state very quickly, you know.
That's right.
During your lunch hour.
And you use the world and your work and family as empowerment tools to get back quickly when you get out of the heart.
Yeah, it's wonderful work you're doing, Deborah. I just want to acknowledge you and thank you for the dedication of yourself and your team for this mission. And it's making such a huge difference for people of all ages, from two-year-olds on
right.
up. And, you know, so needed, and it's so profound, and it is so easy these days if you commit to it, if you are willing to do the, you know, have the discipline and work with these technologies to move us into not just greater health and well-being, but really being able to access a greater potential of who we are as human beings. So I thank you very much for all the wonderful work that you have done over these many decades. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. And if people are interested in how they can become a coach or facilitator of this, that's all online too. And just really appreciate you, Cheryl, for inviting me to be on the program. And I wish everybody a grateful Thanksgiving and holiday season. And just remember to keep going back to your heart and have a lot of compassion for yourself and others.
And what a great Christmas Hanukkah present,
mm-hmm.
is getting the one of the options for getting into coherence. You know,
Absolutely. So
good. Thank you, Deborah Rosman, who has been my guest today. We're talking about healing power of heart intelligence and all the benefits that have come out of the research from the HeartMath Institute. As always, thank you for joining me, and remember that you are here to fill your week with love, peace, and harmony. Bye for now.